Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800 306-1990, 800-1390. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today as we do every day on Ron Siegel Radio. It is, let me get the drum roll going, please, gentlemen and ladies. Interesting. We got some background music going on the other computer working in here. But it is National Candy Corn Day. I like candy corn. They're not all the same, though. You got to remember that. Not all candy corn is created equal. Looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we are down right now, down 96 points. We've been chatting about some of these different numbers, where they're going to take us, what they're going to do. So we're looking down 96 points on the Dow. Could it have anything to do with the stuff going on in Washington, D.C., with the indictments on old talk about Hillary Clinton coming out with old news. These indictments are really old. They're items going back to 2005. Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Looking at oil, where's that? What's oil doing this morning? Should we look at that one as well? So oil is up 13 cents a barrel. Gas prices will be going up Wednesday, 12 cents a gallon here in the state of confusion. Taxifornia decided that once again, we are not paying enough in taxes. So 12 cents a gallon gas tax now. Think about that one. Again, watch who is hurt and who benefits from the taxes here. So the pain on these taxes goes to those folks that are the working group of people. You see, if you're driving a Tesla, you don't get gas. You don't have to pay that tax. If you're driving a hybrid Lexus, you're not paying for the gas. You don't have to pay that tax. So once again, the state of California going after the working people, they do that on a regular basis. Unbelievable. So think about that one. Yes, Marie, you're right. We are going to have to go watch the DMV charges. They're coming next. Although they'll just add that to it because they won't recognize the fact that the rich and famous who are driving around in their Teslas, they're not paying this tax. All the rest of us are paying it. Just amazing how we continue to go here time after time. Yet we continue to vote in the exact same people over and over again. Who was it that said that is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Could that have been Einstein, a genius? We'll just think about that one. So who are the other ones that are going to come out with this mess? It's unbelievable that we're having to deal with this over and over again, but you know, it's just crazy where it is. Did you watch any football this week? Did you watch any baseball? Holy cow, was that amazing, watching that Dodger-Astro game. I wonder, I shared this on some of our social media channels. I got some feedback, some pushback on it. If you are a Dodger fan, if you're a Dave Roberts fan, are you wondering, do you realize if this is the World Series or if this is an All-Star game? Does he think that he has to get everybody in the game? He has to play everybody's little league, maybe? No, why would he take Kershaw out in the fourth inning of a game where he has the lead, taking him out in the fourth? Did he think that he has somebody better on his bench in his bullpen than the best pitcher in baseball? Amazing how they continue to do that. But sometimes, you know, managers don't often win a game, but boy, they sure can lose a game. And I have a feeling that that's exactly what happened here with the Dodgers, is that with all of the pitchers, with Roberts deciding he's going to play everybody on the team every night, some of the pitchers, their arms aren't used to this. They're not used to playing this much. They're not used to going in there and having to pitch as much as they're pitching. Remember when you talk about the players pitching or the pitchers, if they go in there and just get one strike in their pull, they've still thrown about 40 pitches getting warmed up. So Dodger fan, and I'm not one, I'm an Angel fan. I will tell you right off, I am an Angel fan. So the Angels are out. I'll stick with the American League. Just saying right there. Now, if you're a Houston fan, karma is a real son of a gun. See, the Houston Astros, they decided that they're going to sit down for this game, and they did not win. So does that really break anybody's heart? The problem is now if Houston has to go and play San Francisco, Will either team stand for the game? Just wondering. Because San Francisco, they're, what, 0-8 now? And they continue to sit down for this national anthem. They're busy worrying about protesting and not worrying about football. Just a thought right there. Is that what you really think? Is that what you want from your team? I would suggest it's probably not the best way of doing things. But then again, I'm not a football player. I did notice that the player from Houston, think about this one. Now, he's an immigrant. He's here. I think this is his first or second year in the United States. Gave a bad gesture. I mean, he did, I don't know the right terminology, but it was not a flattering gesture to Asian people. From the bench, 5-game suspension next year. 5 games, $300,000. $300,000 suspension or penalty is what the Astro players. And again, I'm not justifying it all. There's no space for it. But you got to wonder, maybe, and I'm just throwing it out there again, not trying to justify his activities. But being that he's from a different culture, does he understand our culture? Just a question mark there. I don't know the answer to it, but I'm just wondering if that might be the issue. Looking at some numbers right now, S&P 500 has been up on a total return basis in each of the first 9 months of 2017, matching the nine-month start to a year last achieved in 1995. 7 trading days remaining in October 2017, the index is up 2.3% total return for the month to date. When the S&P 500 fell 58 points on Black Monday in 1987, that tumble represented a 20.5% fall. 20.5% was a 58-point drop. Now, do you know what that equates to right now? 20% of a Dow Jones Industrial Average. That would be a 4,600-point drop.
Ow!
Yeah. Well, there's circuit breakers, so those things can't happen right now. They put in these circuit breakers that will stop that from happening. So we don't have to worry about that. But I'm just suggesting to you that the markets are, you know, they're overbought right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 23,342, it's on the high end. It cannot continue going up the way it's been going up all of this year. Not a good sign, so be careful there. I'm looking at a chart going back to January. It's almost straight up, 17,500 at the beginning of January. And now we're at 23,400, 23,300. Not safe. I've shared that with real estate as well. Real estate, they're projecting to be up 9% this year over the next 12 months. 9%. Not good. We don't want to see increases going that fast. It's not healthy for the market. Just sharing that with you. So be real careful of what you're doing. Now, am I saying that real estate is going to fall backwards? No, not at all. I don't believe that at all. There's too much demand out there right now for real estate to go any other direction but continue on an upward basis. But if our friend Fidel Lawandi from the Chapman University School of Business Real Estate Finance, I can't even remember everything that's on his card. But think about this. If he's correct and real estate and interest rates go up to 5 or 5.5% next year, that will cut down on some of the demand. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're also going to talk about, have you ever been outbid by a cash buyer on a real estate transaction? We've got a solution for you. And throughout, I just spent a lot of time this weekend with real estate professionals from all over North America. Some of them are using this tool that we're offering. It's free. It doesn't cost anything at all. This tool will save you $10,000 to $50,000 when you buy a new house. Would you like to save $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home? I'm going to share with you exactly what the tool is so you can be the same as a cash buyer when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Renting or buying, you're still paying somebody's mortgage. The question is, whose mortgage do you want to be paying? That's the question we'll ask. Or actually will answer, how long will the negatives on my credit report haunt me? Have I stock a step-by-step guide and this free tool for saving maybe as much as $50,000 when you buy a house? The Only one that has available, though, is our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. And I'm going to share with you. You get a hold of it as well. And again, like I said, it's got my favorite cost associated with it. It is totally free. I love that price. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Renting or buying, either way, you're paying someone's mortgage. I've shared this with you in the past. We'll try and get it through again because there's a lot of people that never understand our process or our point when we talk about this. Ron, I'm not paying somebody else's mortgage. I'm just paying my rent. Well, that's not the issue. You are paying someone else's mortgage if you are renting. There are people who have not purchased homes yet because they are uncomfortable taking on the obligation of a mortgage. Everyone should realize that unless you are living with your parents rent-free, you are paying a mortgage, either yours or your landlord's. As Entrepreneur Magazine, a premier source for small business, explained in their article, To Getting Rich, while renting on a temporary basis isn't terrible, you should most certainly own the roof over your head if you're serious about your finances. It won't make you rich overnight, but by renting, you're paying someone else's mortgage. In effect, you're making someone else rich. Christina Boyle, Senior VP and Head of the Single Family Sales and Relationship Management Organization at Freddie Mac, explains another benefit of securing a mortgage versus paying rent. I quote, with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you'll have the certainty and stability of knowing what your mortgage payment will be for the next 30 years, unlike rents, which will continue to rise over the next three decades. As an owner, your mortgage payment is a form of forced savings, which allows you to build equity in your home that you can tap into later in life. As a renter, you guarantee the landlord is the person with that equity. Interest rates are still at historic lows, making it one of the best times to secure a mortgage and make a move into your dream home. Freddie Mac's latest report shows that rates across the country were at 3.94% last week. That was up a little bit from 3.88%. Whether you're looking for primary residence for the first time or are considering a vacation home at the beach in the desert, that would be you, Kathleen. Just showing you that I see that you're there. Good morning. Good morning, Scott. Glad to see you with us as well. Dana, good to see you. Mr. Ament, good to see you. Bobby Joe, Maurice, glad to see you all with us this morning. Whether you're looking for a primary residence for the first time or are considering a vacation home, now may be the time to buy. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So I shared with you in the headline of the program, saving $10,000 to $50,000 when you're buying a home. Think about this. No matter what area you're in, right now in California, I hear it all the time. Ron, I'm competing with cash buyers. Okay, so what if you don't have enough cash to get into that competition? Well, there's a solution for you. We've got to, you know, I can't give you all these problems without coming up with solutions for you. So what is the solution on this issue of competing against a cash buyer? Well, you have to make your offer the same as theirs. Now, then you become the winner. You become, see, when a real estate professional, I'm going to explain the whole thing to you. When a real estate professional, a listing agent, they're the ones that went and met with the seller and got the listing. When they're looking at offers, say you get, if they marketed the property properly and they priced it properly or aggressively, they're going to have multiple offers. That's the idea. I share with real estate professionals all the time, price aggressively, get multiple offers. Why? Because then you've got it made. See, what ends up happening there is if you're pricing aggressively, you get multiple offers, you let the bidders bid up. Have you ever gone to an auction? Have you ever watched an auction on television? Have you gone to a charity event and they're auctioning off some of these great prizes and they start off with a low number and they bid it up? And they keep on going until the last man or woman is standing. Think about that. What if that happened with your house? Keep on bidding it up. Now, when the bids come in and they're looking at the different offers that are coming in on real estate, the first thing that every buyer wants to know, the first thing, and they're working with their listing agent, first thing they want to know is how much. How much is the offer for? The second part of it, which is equally as important, what are the contingencies? What are the purchase offer contingencies? Is the deal going to close? Do we have to worry about that? That's where you see on the California Residential Purchase Agreement, page 2, box J4, there's an option in there that says no loan contingencies. Box J4, you just put a check mark there. It says no loan contingencies. Now, how do you do that in order to make yourself competitive with the cash offer. Because, see, if somebody's making a cash offer, they're checking the same box, the exact same box. No loan contingency. So you're now in the same plane as they are. Now, they can come in and say you've got a $300,000 property and it's been priced very, very aggressively because the agent knows, the listing agent knows, and the selling agents knows, the buyer's agent. They all know that the neighborhood is, say, $350,000. So you've got a $300,000. They know it's a $350,000 neighborhood. So you start getting these offers coming in. So the first offers come in, and a lot of buyers will say, well, I'm going to offer $290,000 just because they think you have to offer less. A lot of times what ends up happening is the seller, if they've got enough offers, they don't even include that person in the counteroffer process. They might, but they might just discount that completely. So now they look at the person that offered $320,000 and the one that offered $330,000 and the one that offered $340,000. And they might say, okay, those three are the leading candidates at the end of the day. And they send out what's called a counter offer or a multiple counter offer. Hey, we've got multiple counter offers. Come back with a better offer. We're gonna entertain these offers until Monday night or Tuesday night or whatever that number might be, whenever they make that decision that they're going to entertain offers until that date and time. Wonderful. Not a problem there. We like that idea. So now you still come back and everyone makes their offers again. And now say the 320 might got inside and they said, okay, well, we're going to go right to that 350, and the 330 might say, okay, we're going to go to 345, and say that 340 goes up to 350 also. So you've got two 350s and one 345. Now we're looking at the next page. We're looking, what are the contingencies? Remember I told you that. Now, say the 350, that both of the 350s have a 21-day loan contingency. But the 340 has a no loan contingencies checkbox, J4. No loan contingencies. Well, the seller may say, you know something, at 345, I'm willing to accept $5,000 less, knowing with certainty that there's not going to be a problem with the buyer financing this home, without the buyer's not going to have their financing go south. They like that idea. So they're willing to take a little bit less money, the same as they do with the cash offer. They're willing to take a little bit less money because they know with 100% certainty that the money is there for the purchase. Now, does that mean in any situation that title is clear and acceptable? No. Does that mean that the home inspection is clear and acceptable? No. Because the cash offer wants to know that they're getting a clear title and that they're getting what they're paying for. So they're going to do the same home inspection. They may or may not want an appraisal. With the fast pass, you need an appraisal. I'm going to explain when we come back what is a fast pass loan approval, because Gold Star is the only one with it, but they do allow you to use that checkbox J4 and save $5,000, $50,000 on the purchase price simply because you have no loan contingencies, and that can really benefit you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Should you get another credit card? Here's five questions you need to ask yourself. And how to buy stock, a step guide. We'll talk about that one as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house. Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-90. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, you have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to go to their website. Go to their website. Test it out. That's the issue right there. You can go creditsanitizer.com. You put in your name and your email address. And about once a week, you're going to get some information from our friends at Credit Sanitizer. And they're going to help you with your credit scores. Now, if you decide that you need more advanced services, more advanced help from our friends over at Credit Sanitizer, there's no problem there either. What you need to do in that situation is give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Alan Hayon. He takes care of all of the hands-on credit services for the Ron Siegel Radio listeners, and we're able to then take care of that issue for you. It's not a lot of money, and it can save you a whole lot of money if you're willing to go and just do what he tells you. It's a pretty simple process. Doesn't take a whole lot of effort. So if you need another credit card, what should you do? What do you do? Should you get one? Ask yourself these questions. And obviously, credit cards play a significant role in your financial life. From establishing credit to determining your buying power and more, credit cards have become an integral part of society and even have their perks, you may be wondering how many credit cards you should keep and if it would be wise to get another one. Before you decide to add another credit card to your wallet, there are some things that you'll want to consider. Find out if applying for additional credit cards makes sense by asking yourself these. First, how long have you been a credit card holder? If you're a new credit card holder, it can take 6 months to a year to see an effect on your credit score. Without an established credit history, it may be difficult for lenders to decide whether to extend you credit. A short credit history can also impact your interest rates, keeping them higher than desirable. If you have had your credit card for less than a year, getting a new one may not be the best choice right now. What to do? Be patient. When using the credit cards you already have, pay on time, pay in full each month, pay before the statement closing date. I've shared that with you many times. So the future credit card companies will see how responsible you are and will be more likely to extend you credit with a good interest rate. If you're new to credit card holder, try holding off for 1 year before applying for another credit card. How are you managing your current credit cards? If maybe tempting to have more spending power at your disposal, but before you apply for another credit card, make sure you can financially handle it. Examine how you are currently managing your credit cards. Are you struggling to pay the minimum each month? Are you unable to make payments on time? If you answer yes to either of these questions, it's probably not a good idea to apply for another credit card right now. If you're already struggling, ask yourself why you need to get another credit card. Is it because you don't have enough cash flow or you have an emergency situation? Instead of making any hasty decisions by opening another line of credit, develop a plan to lower your current credit card balances and create a budget that will help you organize and control your spending. How are you going to use your new credit card? When considering a new credit card, it's important to know what your intentions are and how you're planning to use it. Some reasons for opening a new credit card account may be more impulsive than practical. So think carefully before signing that credit card application. If you plan to use the new card as a backup, most likely you won't use it often. Some credit card companies have a policy of canceling credit cards due to inactivity, and a canceled credit card can cause your credit score to dip. So what do you do before you decide to apply for a new card that you may not use? Use your current cards effectively. Pay your balance on time and in full to build your credit. Some cards even offer cash back rewards that reward smart spending. What types of perks and rewards does the credit card offer? If you have established excellent credit, you may be receiving offers from many different credit card companies claiming perks and rewards galore. If you know that you can financially handle another credit card and are looking to take advantage of some perks that your current cards don't offer, you may want to consider another card. Before you move on, do your research on each one. Don't get sucked in by flashy offers that won't benefit you in the long run. Cashback rewards and frequent flyer miles won't help if you aren't able to pay your balance or if the cards don't offer rewards that you can take advantage of. It's important to make sure that the credit card you choose is the right fit for your needs. Decide which perks are most important to you and give you the most bang for your buck. What is the interest rate? While you may have every intention of paying off your credit card balance in full every month, sometimes life happens, and the only option in the moment is to make minimum payments. Whether it's the loss of a job or a divorce, many situations can throw you off track financially. High interest rates on credit cards can compound an already stressful situation. And while some credit cards may hit everything on your perk and benefit list, if the interest rate is too high, skip it. Hefty amounts added to your credit card bill every month will only make it much harder to get out of a tight financial situation should life throw you a curveball. Look for credit cards with lower interest rates. Once you've examined your reasons for wanting another credit card, you can determine which one is best for you, if any at all, depending upon your needs. And remember, go to that, I've shared this with you, Equifax Security 2017, Equifax Security 2017.com. Check them out because they're the ones right now. That's part of the Equifax whole breach issue. So Equifax had this breach. You probably heard about it. 144 million people had their data breached. If you go to Equifax Security 2017.com, they'll give you a 12-month process where they'll watch your credit scores, or you can watch your credit scores, and they don't charge anything for it. 12 months. They were charging $30 a month for it.
This is ridiculous.
But since they lost your data, they're giving it to you for free as a way of trying to appease people. Just a thought for you. That's your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So before the break, we were chatting about the FastPass loan approval. And what is that FastPass loan approval? Well, basically, you don't have to be in contract to get the FastPass loan approval. You do not have to be in contract. In fact, it's better for you not to be under contract, because if you're under contract, you've already missed some of the benefits of it. So there are three different types of approvals before you go into contract. You've got the pre-qualification. What is a pre-qualification? Basically, a lending professional has kind of taken a glance at your paperwork and said, yeah, with a cursory look, you're pre-qualified. It doesn't mean a whole lot. Doesn't mean a whole lot more than the paper it's written on. Then you look and you say pre-approval. So the pre-approval takes it the next step. You've collected the documentation that's needed, filled out a loan application. The loan officer's collected the documentation, filled out a loan application, and run it through an automated underwriting system, AUS. Now, that can be a DU approval, that's Fannie Mae, desktop underwriter, or it can be an LP approval, loan prospector, that's Freddie Mac's version of automated underwriting. If you're a real good loan officer, you can put in enough data and data where it wants it and get an approval on either one of those systems. May not be valuable. So there is a person here in North Orange County that advertises, sends out a lot of emails saying you can remove loan contingencies with a DU approval.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I got a bad feeling about that one. Because, like I say, a real good loan officer can put in the numbers that the DU wants to see, the desktop underwriter wants to see, and get that approval. Doesn't mean anything. A bad loan officer, well, if they put in the wrong numbers in the wrong places, they may or may not get an approval, but it's still no good. Doesn't carry any weight. So what is the solution? The solution is the FastPass loan approval. Notice I did not say pre-approval. It is a loan approval. The reason I say it's a loan approval is because the loan officer has collected all the documentation. They've run it through the automated underwriting system, DU or LP, as we talked about, under the pre-approval. But they take it one step further. It goes to an actual underwriter. And the underwriter verifies all the data. All the data that's been collected by the loan officer and put into the loan origination software. And they look at all of that data and they say, yes, we understand it. We can verify it. The numbers are what they put into the system, and we've got the supporting documentation to support all of those numbers, so we're going to issue a loan approval. Right, cha-ching. That loan approval becomes a FastPass loan approval. All that's missing is a property address, a real estate purchase agreement, appraisal, and clear title. And it's the same as cash. We explained what that same as cash means a little bit earlier in the broadcast. If you didn't catch that, take a look back earlier in the broadcast or in the replays. We will be posting them. And that is the FastPass loan approval. So that's how you can save $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 purchase of your new home simply by doing a little bit of preparation work up front. That's the idea. You do the work up front so you don't have the issues down the road. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how to buy stock, a step-by-step guide. We're going to share that with you. And you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800?
If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the word on wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. You ready for that next mortgage? Gold Star has the programs, the products that you need. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage so you can get those programs and get the house you want. Stop paying somebody else's rent. That's the whole idea of the Gold Star programs. How to buy stock is the subject today of the Word on Wealth segment. So you probably heard that investing provides a great way to grow and save money, but getting into the stocks business isn't a one-and-done deal. It requires research and upkeep to make sure your investments continue to perform well. So how do you start the investing process in the first place? I'm going to walk you through that a little bit, but I want to tell you before you get into this thought process. Some people look at the stock market, it's just a momentum play. They're looking and saying, okay, well, I think Apple stock is going to go up, so I buy a little bit of it, goes up a little bit, then they sell it, and that's called a momentum play. They're just really kind of, they're not really investing, they're just looking and saying the momentum. People that do really well in the stock market, they understand what stocks are. So that's the very beginning. There are shares in ownership of a company that you are allowed to buy. This means you become a partial owner of the company, no matter how big or small your share is. As the company grows, so does your stock's value. Plus, becoming a shareholder increases your net worth. Investing in stocks can give you the flexibility to buy and sell as you please. Some stocks pay dividends, which is extra money you see immediately rather than when you sell a share. Of course, investing in stock comes with some risk due to the stock market's own flexibility. So I love that when the people talk about the idea here where becoming a shareholder increases your net worth. That's a big maybe. Careful of when people tell you, well, you own the stocks, so you've got more net worth. That may or may not may or may not be true. And I'll tell you why it may or may not be true. Because what if the stock goes down? See, to buy $100 worth of stock, say you want to buy one share of Apple stock. And I'm not saying whether you should or should not buy a share of Apple stock. I'm not giving you any stock advice. Just using this as a demonstration. But if you want to buy one share of Apple stock, let me see if I can find it, what the price is here real quick of what Apple stock is trading at right now. But if you buy one share of Apple stock, your prediction or your guess, so it's $166 a share, $106.48, it's up $3.43 today. So what if you bought $166, you take it out of your checking account and pay for the one share of stock? Well, your net worth has not changed at all. But if the stock goes up, then your net worth does change. So the first thing that you need to do is do your homework. Do you expect the stock to continue going up? Is it a company that you want to do you want to be an owner in? Are you willing to put your money where your mouth is? So before diving into the stock market, it's important to take a look at your finances and investing goals. Since investing in a stock requires you to spend money, make sure there's room in your budget to spend. Take care of debts or ongoing bills before you dedicate money to your stock ventures. Then you'll want to set some investing goals. What are you investing for? Are you trying to supplement retirement savings, or is investing just for fun? Do you want to constantly buy and sell shares, or do you rather let them sit untouched? You should also establish your tolerance for risk. The stock market is constantly fluctuating due to supply and demand, company performances and world events, among other factors. Some stocks provide more security than others, depending on the company's historic performance. Some investors choose to invest only in safer stocks to avoid possible losers. Others try to work with the market to balance high and low risk investments to maximize their outcome. However, it is virtually impossible to predict any changes in the market. If you're unsure about your risk tolerance or whether you're ready to invest, it could help to see a financial advisor. Financial advisors can give you the advice and recommendations on everything, and consulting an advisor can give you a better idea of what you can handle. Then the next thing you'd have to do is open a brokerage account. Have the intermediary, the person or the company that you're going to pay, to go into the marketplace and buy the stock that you want. Once you've determined what you want out of stock investing and how to go about it, go ahead and open a brokerage account, and you have to shop around for a broker with which to open your account. You'll want to find a stock broker with a Series 7 license or a registered representative. Nowadays, you can easily find a stock broker online. TD Ameritrade is one of them that does some good transactional work for you. How to buy stock, and I'm not recommending them. I'm just saying that they do a good job. How to buy stock. Step 3, select the stocks. Figure out what you want, do your homework, study, study, study. Step 4, you go into that service or call that person and buy the stock. Tell them what you want to buy. How many shares? So you have to decide your amount of money that you're willing to put into it. And remember, once you've done that, now congratulations, you're a partial owner of the company you bought, and you want to be watching what's going on with the company. Make sure that there's nothing different that's happened from the time you made your decision. Now, remember here this one thing. When you're not a long-term investor, one of the things you have to really be careful of is there are people that spend 20 hours a day studying the stock market. Are you willing to devote that much time to studying the stock market? If not, you're going in underprepared. Somebody else has a better handle on it than you do. They've got a definite advantage over you. So make sure that you're aware of that, because that's why you want to hire somebody. That's why you buy a mutual fund, so you've got diversity. Those are just some of the issues right there to be cognizant of when you're wanting to become a stock owner. Just a thought for you right there. And as always, I ask, set that radio preset button, the first one, to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Lending team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-